consultation paper to be released today that calls for the establishment of a mandatory repairers code which would give independent, often cheaper, car repairers access to data and parts details that previously have only been accessible to authorised repairers. Now let's talk to the Motor Trades Association CEO, Richard Dudley. Richard, good morning. What will this mean?
Good morning, Leon. What it means is as soon as we get this mandated code implemented, it means that an ACCC investigation 2 years ago will be acted upon, and car manufacturers, which are now all offshore-based, will be forced by legislation to make information available to suitably qualified repairers, irrespective of where they're working, so that consumers can have greater choice.
At the moment, if you buy a vehicle, you may well go back to the people from whom you bought it if they have a service division. Are you telling us that as a result of this, you could go virtually anywhere and that mechanic, suitably qualified, would have access to the same data?
That's correct, but of course it'll be the consumer's choice. There are people who obviously like getting their car serviced, particularly newer models, etc., which have great interdependency, many systems that are all talking to one another through their dealer, and that's still appropriate. It's also a fact that even dealers don't necessarily get access to all the information that they should be able to get access to in order to fulfill a repair on a motor vehicle. And this will rectify that problem for not only dealers, but independent mechanical repairers. Even the smash repair industry will be guaranteed that they can have access to the same sorts of information that other international jurisdictions like the United States and Europe already enjoy.
Does it necessarily mean that if you get a car repaired or serviced or whatever, that you're going to get it cheaper?
Look, it'll be increased competition, and by increasing competition, that's good for the consumer because it means that they have a choice. They will be able to choose who they want to be able to repair their car, provided, of course, that they're qualified and they are equipped and they have the tools necessary to conduct the repair. But they'll have much greater choice, and one of the restrictions which is preventing that will have been removed because car manufacturers will have to provide that information to all those who are suitably qualified and able to access it.
How soon could this be a reality?
We're hoping that it happens. Our criticism at the moment is that this is taking too long. We had an ACCC investigation 2 years ago. It recommended that there needed to be a mandated scheme. Another department has now investigated it for the last 12 months and has decided to recommend that a code of conduct under the regulatory auspices of the ACCC is the right way of introducing this. We support that. We're just saying that it's taking too long. It needs to happen. It needs to happen quickly so that the benefits can be shared by the industry and by consumers.
I need to ask you this. Last time I spoke to the MTA, we talked about the shortage of mechanics, and the figure I was given was about 1,800 shy of what we needed. Is that still the case?
Still the case, unfortunately, Leon. We've got a problem with perceptions about the motor trades, and that has many facets to it, not the least of which is there are some wrong perceptions out there that these are sort of, I'll use the quote, dirty trades, where in actual fact the trades now are heavily laced with diagnostics, computerisation, etc. There are tremendous opportunities to be had in the motor trades.
Are you telling me that there's still a snobbery about being a mechanic?
To a certain extent, we're battling some perceptions which are based decades ago, and the reality is that that's quite a lot different. If anyone's been close to a workshop nowadays, they'll see that their pristine environment is full of computer technology, full of diagnostic equipment. Of course, with the internal combustion engine, you've still got oil changes and those sorts of things, but with the reliance on computers, etc., there are tremendous skills needed and tremendous opportunities for those skills. And we've got a fleet fast approaching nationally 20 million vehicles, and they will still need to be repaired, and they will still need to have people looking after them so that we can remain mobile.
So
yes, unfortunately, it's still the case, Leon, that we have significant and drastic shortages, and we're working with various government departments to see if we can get that addressed.
Richard, thanks for joining us. That's Richard Dudley, the Chief Executive Officer from the Motor Trades Association. I'd like your feedback on this. Because, you know, we often talk about employment. And I know, they're damn talented people, and they're clever.